Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Ace. Describe a time when you had to use a map. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle the describe a time when you had to use a map topic. This question is a popular choice in IELTS Speaking Part 2, as it allows examiners to assess your ability to recount a personal experience while demonstrating your vocabulary and fluency. Let's dive into how you can excel in this task and boost your IELTS speaking score. Understanding the task. Before we delve into sample answers, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for. They want to hear about a specific instance when you used a map, not just general comments about map usage. This topic tests your ability to narrate a personal experience. Use descriptive language. Organize your thoughts coherently. Demonstrate a range of vocabulary related to navigation and travel. IELTS Speaking Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may warm up with some general questions about maps. Here are a few potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you often use maps? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I use maps quite often, especially when I'm traveling to new places. They're really helpful for finding my way around. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I find myself relying on maps frequently, particularly when I'm exploring unfamiliar territories. They're an indispensable tool for navigating both urban landscapes and natural environments. What kind of maps do you prefer using, paper or digital? Band 6-7, answer. I prefer digital maps because they're more convenient and always up to date. Plus, they can show my exact location, which is really useful. Band 8-9, answer. I have a strong preference for digital maps due to their real-time updates and GPS integration. However, I do appreciate the tactile experience of paper maps for planning extensive trips or getting a broader perspective of an area. IELTS Speaking Part 2, Long Turn. Now, let's focus on the main task. Here's a typical cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you had to use a map. You should say, when this happened, where you were, why you needed to use a map, and explain how the map helped you. Sample answer, band 6-7. I remember a time when I had to use a map during my vacation in Tokyo last year. I was trying to find a famous temple that my friend had recommended. I didn't have internet on my phone, so I had to rely on a paper map I got from the hotel. At first, it was quite challenging because the street names were in Japanese. I had to match the symbols on the map with the landmarks around me. It took me about 30 minutes to figure out where I was and how to get to the temple. The map was really helpful because it showed me the main streets and subway stations. I could see that the temple was near a big park, which made it easier to find. Without the map, I'm sure I would have gotten completely lost in the busy city. In the end, I managed to reach the temple, and it was beautiful. Using the map made me feel like a real explorer, even though it was a bit stressful at times. It definitely made my trip more interesting and memorable. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount an experience from my backpacking trip through Southeast Asia last summer, specifically when I found myself in the labyrinthine streets of Hanoi's Old Quarter. I had set out to locate a highly recommended local restaurant hidden in the maze-like alleys of this historic district. The necessity for a map arose when I realized my smartphone had run out of battery, leaving me without my usual digital navigation aids. Fortunately, I had the foresight to carry a detailed paper map of the area, which quickly became my lifeline in this unfamiliar urban landscape. Navigating through the bustling narrow streets, I relied heavily on the map to decipher my location and plot a route to my destination. The map proved invaluable as it not only showed the intricate network of streets, but also highlighted key landmarks that helped me orient myself. I found myself constantly cross-referencing the map with my surroundings, matching street names and notable buildings. The map ultimately guided me to the restaurant, but more than that, it transformed what could have been a frustrating experience into an exciting urban adventure. It allowed me to appreciate the unique layout and character of the old quarter as I discovered hidden temples and quaint local shops along the way. This experience reinforced my belief in the importance of traditional navigation skills, even in our digitally dominated era. It added an element of discovery to my journey and provided a deeper connection with the city than I might have had if I'd simply followed a GPS route. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did using a physical map compare to using digital maps on your phone? Do you think map reading skills are still important in today's digital age? Band 6-7 answer. Using a physical map was more challenging, but also more rewarding. It made me pay more attention to my surroundings, and I felt a sense of achievement when I reached my destination. Yes, I think map reading skills are still important. Technology can fail, so it's good to have a backup. Also, physical maps give you a better overall view of an area. Band 8-9. Answer. Navigating with a physical map offered a distinctly different experience from using digital maps. It required more active engagement with my environment and honed my spatial awareness skills. While it was undoubtedly more time-consuming, it fostered a deeper appreciation for the urban layout and enhanced my sense of discovery. Absolutely. In our increasingly digital world, traditional map reading skills remain critically important. They develop spatial cognition and problem-solving abilities that are valuable beyond navigation. Moreover, they provide a fail-safe when technology is unavailable and offer a more holistic understanding of geographical relationships that digital maps often lack. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to maps and navigation. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think map reading skills affect people's sense of direction? Band 6-7. Answer. I think map reading skills can really improve people's sense of direction. When you use maps often, you get better at understanding how places relate to each other. This helps you navigate even when you don't have a map with you. Band 8-9. Answer. Map reading skills play a crucial role in developing and enhancing one's sense of direction. Regular engagement with maps cultivates spatial awareness and the ability to mentally visualize geographical relationships. This cognitive mapping skill often translates into improved navigational abilities, even in unfamiliar environments. Moreover, the process of interpreting 2D representations of 3D spaces strengthens overall spatial cognition, which can benefit problem-solving skills in various aspects of life beyond mere navigation. Q. Do you think traditional navigation skills will become obsolete with advancements in technology? Band 6-7. Answer. I don't think traditional navigation skills will become completely obsolete. While technology is very helpful, it's not always reliable. There might be situations where we can't use digital maps, so knowing how to read a physical map is still important. Band 8-9. Answer. While technological advancements have undoubtedly revolutionized navigation, I believe traditional navigation skills will retain their relevance. These skills foster a fundamental understanding of spatial relationships and geographical principles that transcend technological dependencies. Moreover, they serve as a crucial backup in scenarios where technology fails or is unavailable. Traditional methods also offer a more immersive and educational experience, enhancing our connection with our environment. They cultivate critical thinking and problem-solving abilities that are valuable in many areas of life. Therefore, rather than becoming obsolete, these skills are likely to complement modern technology, creating a more robust and versatile approach to navigation and spatial understanding. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Labyrinthine, labyrinthian, adjective, complicated and confusing, like a labyrinth. Example, the labyrinthine streets of the old city made navigation challenging. Orient, verb, to find one's position in relation to unfamiliar surroundings. Example, I had to orient myself using landmarks before I could continue. Spatial awareness, spaniness, noun, the ability to be aware of oneself in space. Example, good map reading skills can improve your spatial awareness. Navigate, nevate, verb, to plan and direct the course of a ship, aircraft, or other form of transportation. Example, we had to navigate through the crowded streets using only a paper map. Cartography, graphy, noun, the science or practice of drawing maps. Example, modern cartography often involves satellite imagery and computer software. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing experiences with maps, be specific. Provide detailed examples from your personal experience. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate words related to navigation, direction, and map features. Demonstrate critical thinking. Discuss both advantages and potential limitations of using maps. Structure your answer. Use clear organization in your long turn, addressing all parts of the cue card. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with describing locations and giving directions in English. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and a natural use of advanced vocabulary and grammatical structures. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find it helpful to explore topics like describing a person who inspires creativity or talking about a famous artist from your country. These topics can help you develop a broader range of descriptive language and personal anecdotes, which are valuable skills across various IELTS speaking tasks. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.